Yes, I am the world behind the black with Bob Zimmerman. Voyager 2, lost somewhere at the edge of the solar system. Until, Bob, have they found it? What have they found?
They have not reestablished communication with it, no, but they have detected a weak signal from it that suggests the spacecraft is still functioning properly. And so they're going to try to use that signal to try to reorient the craft and regain full communications. If that attempt doesn't work, they are very confident that when October rolls around and it does its automatic orientation reset that's planned, this weak signal tells them that that's going to happen. So we're hopeful that they might get control, regain communication sooner, but this signal tells us that when October rolls around, they will recover the spacecraft entirely, John.
Perseverance taking taking pictures of Ingenuity. What's Ingenuity up to?
Ingenuity has completed its 53rd flight, landed in a position that actually Perseverance has now arrived at and is only 200 feet away. And so being that close, it took a great picture of Ingenuity. Hasn't taken a lot of pictures. They haven't been close together recently. So I put that picture up on Behind the Black. What's really cool is sometime this week, Ingenuity is supposed to do its 54th flight, and that flight is only going to be a hop straight up and straight down, 16 feet up, 16 feet down, and it's to just simply, they call it localizing the helicopter. It's basically get a better idea of how it's functioning and how it's responding to software, and Perseverance is in a perfect place to take a movie of that flight. So I'm expecting sometime next week to post a great movie of Perseverance going up and coming down again from Perseverance.
Glacial evidence on Mars. Bob talks about glaciers on Mars all the time, but this is special. 2007. What did they see, Bob?
I was looking at cool images, and I found this really cool image on the western slopes of the giant volcano Ceres Mons, and so I'm going to post it. And I start to research about the picture, and I discover that this is a picture of one of the very first discoveries of what looked like glacial material on Mars. When I first started to post these images back about a decade ago, I learned that they thought there was evidence of glacial material on the western flanks of our Ceres Mons, but I didn't know the specifics. So this particular picture is of a what they call a graben. It's a depression where literally the ground just sank along fault lines. And in that depression is a lot of wavy formations. And at first glance, you think it's lava, but the scientists doing analysis back in 07 said, no, this looks like glacial material. And that was the very first time they ever came up with that conclusion, John. And so I posted the picture on Behind the Black now, just not only to give some historic background, but to show that even in the equatorial dry regions of Mars, when you get up high on the mountains, you might find glaciers.
We're theoretically headed for a solar maximum. Bob watches month to month. Any change in the pattern, Bob?
Well, the pattern is not following the predictions. That's what's not changed. The sun continues to be very, very active in July. Like June, it was more active than it had been in two decades. And that suggests that the weak minimum predicted is not going to be a weak minimum. And we just have to wait and see how strong it is. But it's going to be strong, which circumstantial evidence says it's going to mean the Earth is going to be warm because the sun is more active.
And finally, a software has found a potentially dangerous asteroid. What's the significance here, Bob? We have a few seconds.
The significance is the software. The asteroid itself, though large, is not foreseeably going to hit the Earth, but the software is going to be used in a sky survey that's going to probably double or triple the amount of potentially hazardous asteroids we discover, John.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. V'ger is alive. V'ger 2. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.